They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives. Consider using some of these activities and questions as a starting point for family discussion or personal pondering. For children, President Thomas S. Monson spoke about the importance of obedience and how disobedience always brings consequences. From the Sunday morning session, Obedience Brings Blessings. Think about a time you obeyed family rules. What about a time when you obeyed God's rules? How did being obedient make you feel? Elder M. Russell Ballard, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, told the story of a little girl who planted a tomato from a small seed. From the Saturday morning session, This Is My Work and My Glory, read or retell this story as a family and talk about what it teaches about how you can become like Heavenly Father. You could set a goal to do one thing to grow closer to Heavenly Father. Elder Enrique Arfalabella of the 70 spoke about what makes family strong. From the Sunday afternoon session, The Home, The School of Life, he taught that some of the most important words to use with your family are, I love you, thank you very much, and forgive me. Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, Primary General President, suggested saying, I love everything about you. From the Sunday morning session, Marriage, Watch, and Learn. See what happens when you use these words with your family. Does it make them happy? How do you feel? For youth, President Thomas S. Monson taught four principles for preparing to do missionary work, not just a full-time missionary, but also as a church member. From the priesthood session, Come, All Ye Sons of God, you could study his talk with this question in mind. What can I do to be a better missionary now? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught that it's okay to have doubts and questions, but he also taught, hold fast to what you already know and stand strong until additional knowledge comes. Be true to the faith you do have. From the Sunday afternoon session, Lord, I believe. Consider writing in your journal your beliefs, testimony, and some spiritual experiences you have had. Also write down questions you have and keep them so that as you read the scriptures in this issue, you can look for answers. Many speakers talked about obedience and its blessings. For example, President Monson taught, a knowledge of truth and answers to our greatest questions come to us as we are obedient to the commandments of God. From the Sunday morning session, Obedience Brings Blessings. Consider searching this issue to highlight or write down the many blessings of obedience. Identifying these blessings can inspire you to continue to live righteously. Several speakers taught that you can serve any time, not just during service projects. Minister Every Day taught Brother David L. Beck, Young Man General President, opportunities are all around you. In Brother Beck's talk, you can read some examples of youth serving others. From the priesthood session, Your Sacred Duty to Minister. For adults, many of the speakers testified of Jesus Christ. What can you learn about His divine character, mission, and ministry from the following talks? Come Unto Me by President Henry B. Eyring from the Saturday morning session. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, The Hope of God's Light from the Sunday morning session. Elder Dallin H. Oaks, Followers of Christ from the Sunday afternoon session. And Elder Christopher Golden, Jr., The Father and the Son from the Sunday afternoon session. And Elder D. Todd Christofferson, Redemption from the Sunday afternoon session. May's youth curriculum topic is on prophets and revelation. If you teach youth at church or have teenage children, you could discuss with them the curriculum and this question. Why is it important to listen to and follow the living prophets? Consider studying this issue to identify prophecies and warnings that, if heeded, will help us thrive in troubled times. Several speakers focused on strengthening the family. For example, Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught, when the Savior is the center of your home, there is peace and serenity. From the Saturday afternoon session, For Peace at Home by Elder Richard G. Scott. Look for ways to make the Savior the center of your home as you study Elder Scott's talk, as well as President Boyd K. Packer's talk, These Things I Know from the Saturday morning session. Also, from the Sunday morning session, The Words We Speak by Rosemary M. Wixom, and Elder L. Whitney Clayton from the Sunday morning session, Marriage, Watch, and Learn. And from the Sunday afternoon session, The Home, The School of Life, by Elder Enrique R. Falabella. Teaching from the Scriptures. Consider studying these scriptures, which were quoted or referred to several times in General Conference. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, a seminary scripture mastery verse. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, and Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. John chapter 14, verse 6, and John chapter 16, verse 33. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19, a seminary scripture mastery verse, and Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 9. Helaman chapter 5, verse 12, a seminary scripture mastery verse. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 7. Moroni chapter 9, verse 9. Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verse 22. Section 59, verse 23. Section 64, verse 34. Section 84, verse 88. Section 87, verse 8. And section 115, verse 6. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 17, a seminary scripture mastery verse. End of the article. They Spoke to Us, Making Conference Part of Our Lives.